Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm extremely laid back today because we have ditched the microphones. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
I'm Max, too.
Yeah, Max squared, if you will.
Exactly.
But I honestly, it's weird. Like, you know how you get on stage and you sing or whatever?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Exactly. Like, normally I hide behind my guitar, and now it's like, oh, man, it's weird.
I'm literally in the same position every episode since we started.
Yeah, good point. You are completely unaffected by this. I'll probably still sit like this the whole time.
How about a no microphone?
I just need something right here.
Something to fidget with?
Yeah.
You're a fidgeter.
I am a fidgeter.
Yeah. It's might be caffeine dependence.
Caffeine and nicotine?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the latter. That's your dirty laundry, cuz. Oh, keep that off Facebook.
I know, man.
Right?
I tell you, that nicotine gum will kill you.
Okay, some good stuff today. Unless you guys got anything?
I'm good.
Okay, no, I got nothing, and that's Chasing Tone.
But, okay, so some good stuff on here. I don't like that one. But some good stuff on here.
I guess the wrong one.
I guess we need to go to the Roy Westernhausen Smith one, right? I mean, it's almost like something we have to do now.
It's almost the portion. This is the Roy Westernhausen
Show. This is the Roy Westernhausen Show. This podcast is brought to you by Roy Westernhausen Smith.
Inventor of the live chicken in the back.
Yeah. But president of the Lexana Square Dancing Association and everything else. But anyway, he's on Facebook now.
I saw that.
Yeah, his profile picture is pretty sweet.
It is.
He does. Diabetes. He looks like that guy.
He does.
Now I'm going to catch some slack from somebody who's going to say, I have diabetes, and that's not cool to say it that way. Whatever. So, what, do you have it?
At least you don't catch any flack from
me. Exactly.
With the CK.
Hey, all I'm saying is cut me some flack. You know? Come on. So, how's your rooster a-swinging? B-Rye of the Wampa Tootsie Clan? My old Roy was cattle prodding a few pygmy chickens this morning when I got a fantastic idea. Only I have a feeling he probably says ID. Hear me out, fella. The pedal in a bag. You get all those little gizmos and gadgets, get you a paper sack or a nice Walmart sack, throw them all together and pow, pedal in a bag. Paint the bag pretty blue or fuchsia. I love fuchsia. And you line them up, kick the bag and wail like Conway Twitty on liquid Viagra. What? I'll draw up the contracts. Yeah. I'll draw up the contracts. You sign them and we'll make a million Robert De Niro's. Let me know, fella. And remember, I get 59%. Adios, my homies. Roy Westernhausen Smith, inventor of the live chicken in a bag, sent for my iPhone. The sad thing is there's a company that's kind of doing that.
Pedals in a bag?
Not in a bag, but basically you pick the components. It basically what it was it was Barber, weren't they doing that? I think he was doing something along the line. I know he was doing something really cool. I think there's and maybe I'm way off on this, but I could have swore there was something like there's a disabled family friend that also worked for him that built pedals. So he was saying, you know, hey, we're selling these pedals kind of as a discount because they take a little bit longer and they may not be soldered as pretty or whatever. But, you know, all proceeds go to him and he's a hard worker, da da da. But I think maybe he was just thinking about it, but I could have swore there was something like you could voice your own pedal kind of thing.
I don't know.
Or like, you know, you could pick certain components or whatever.
Right.
I think he was doing something like that.
That were all the components was
making. Am I just making this up?
I don't know. I don't. I mean,
nothing?
I see Dave Barber on the forums every now and then, but I haven't.
Yeah,
I don't have like a friend relationship like I do with Josh or something.
Right, yeah. By the way, that podcast with Josh was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those guys are... Guys are crazy.
It smelled so bad.
Yeah, we were sweating all day long.
I'm not good with the dimensions, but I'm pretty sure it was a small room for six dudes.
It was pretty small.
And we're all out.
12 by 16, maybe.
Okay, yeah, see, that means nothing.
Maybe 10 by 16.
But
yeah, probably 10 by 16.
All I know is it was after working in 100 degree, 70% humidity weather, at sometimes 100% humidity.
With no airflow.
With no airflow. Although we had it way better than poor... Joe Morgan, dude.
Yeah.
He was in a terrible spot.
That was so hot.
We're talking about the Gear Fest.
Yeah, oh yeah, Gear Fest.
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
They have these tents set up, and all these manufacturers are in a tent. And they do have these fans that oscillate, or they're supposed to oscillate.
Ours
didn't. So, you know,
and even the hood scoop thing that propels the air, it was like
Right. Ours was all messed up. Yeah, so, but terrible. I mean, if you happen to be in like the corner where the fan just won't blow, then you're screwed.
And not only was Joe Morgan back there, I want to talk about him a little bit more.
Freeman, right next to Freeman and Amps, too.
Yeah, he was right next to Dave Freeman and Amps, but he was like tucked behind them even.
Mm-hmm.
So he had literally 6 4x12 cabs
right
in front of him. But anyway, it was just brutal back there. It was rough. But I will say one thing about Joe, probably the nicest blackface sounding amp I've ever played in my life.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Ben Fargent, I love your amp, but this maybe it's just because it was new, rose color glasses, but it just had something that was like, it didn't sound like a straight up blackface.
Which one was that again? Which model?
Oh,
he had two. They're awesome. One
the 22 was water. The 22 one was a 50 water.
Yeah, I think it was the MV22.
Something like that.
SW20.
Something like that.
Joe an email. It's the blackface-ish amp.
Yeah, man. It was. I mean, it was one of those things. That's like it still had its own thing. Like
right.
Most of the like really nice blackface amps, I like. You know, my Fargen is awesome, and it still has its own thing, but it really, really resembles
right
a super reverb to my ear.
Right.
This thing, it, like, flirted with those growly, mid-rangey, throaty Fender tones of, like, a Deluxe or Vibralux, but still had, like, the lush warmth in the mid, so it just sounded really round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to where, to me, I think the best Fender amps kind of have a mid bump a little bit to mm-hmm them. Where this one sounded completely round, completely perfect, but didn't lack those tones that we love from those amps.
Punchy, though, in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you really like the 22 water.
I really like 22 water.
I really like the punch of the 50, but I think that's strictly a headroom issue.
I tend to like the higher wattage amps
yeah
because of the headroom.
That and because you use a lot of pedals. Because
I use pedals,
you know.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this. F-L-A-K. Yeah. Flack. But I'm gonna catch some slack for this one, but I don't really like Fender drive tones. Like I've had a 65 Princeton reverb, I've had a 65 Deluxe reverb, like real ones, real blackface ones, and I didn't like the way they sound when you crank them up.
Did you turn the bass down?
Yeah, off.
Did you?
Turned it off.
Say, I used to have that problem before I discovered it.
I turn it off, especially
really?
Even on Marshalls. Like, whenever I turn a Marshall all the way up, I turn the bass off.
Yeah.
Because it'll just woof and wool
right
and all those weird words that come along with it. But you know, that being said, that's why I like the 50-watt version better than the 22-watt version.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you play cranked Fender tones, it sounds great.
That's my jam, though.
That is your jam, come on. That's my jam.
Strawberry.
Preserves?
You want me to die?
Yeah, preserves are my jam.
I know.
But
toast. A little bit of wheat toast.
Stop, you're making me hungry. Mate, what time is it?
It's
late. I need to eat lunch. We'll be right back.
And then we're back.
I just had to give props to that amp. And that was the first time I ever met Joe. And it was
super
like
nice dude.
It was like 749 degrees in that tent. And he was still willing to talk guitars and talk amps. And just, you know, and I hate to say it, but he had to know I wasn't a buyer.
Right.
I mean, I'm working. I'm a vendor. It says right on my tag. But, yeah, he still took the time out to talk with me as if I were a buyer. Mm-hmm. So that was cool, too. But, you know, thanks, Joe. Let's get to the list, right?
Boom.
I'm going to try out a new one instead of come on. We'll say over.
But how do you taking, spell the...
I'm not. I don't know yet. Over.
Maybe CH? Over CHHHH?
It's got to have a K in there. CHK. I don't know. I'll figure that out. I'm just riffing.
Just work on that.
I'm just riffing on that. Yeah, I've tried out some new laughs. I think I've settled in on one.
How's that one go?
I don't know. It's got to...
You gotta
I can't do laugh requests.
Really?
You know? Something's got to be funny.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great... You gotta tell the story.
Max is a freak. That's the story. Max takes videos of people when they're in the shower.
We were away on business. And
yeah, business. Of course, Max's business is...
Yeah, so it's not like...
Voyeurism.
It's not like, you know, we live with each other. But, hotel room... Travis is in the room.
Travis in the shower, door's shut, obviously.
And it's so early.
It's like 7:30 in the morning, right?
Which is like so early.
And it's a small hotel room, so it's not like, you know,
yeah.
Max is And he looked, you know, he was 10 feet away.
My bed is literally like right by the bathroom. Like you could touch the bathroom door from my bed, right? And like I'm watching the news and all of a sudden you hear this from behind the closed
Strangers in the night.
Strangers in the night. And this goes on for like 20 seconds. And then there's like this 3 or 4 second pause. And Jeff goes, nailed it.
I did, man. I was on it.
The funny part was he doesn't think anybody's listening.
No. Yeah.
This is internal.
Yeah.
It's actually external.
So I'm telling you, my timbre was good. My vibrato was nice. My phrasing, I mixed up the phrasing, if I remember correctly.
So
I was riffing.
I was like, I have to get this on film, just, you know, me filming the door with the sound, you know, recording. It's like, if I don't, nobody's going to believe me that Travis is, like, coming Strangers of the Night. So check it out. Bam. There it is.
Yeah, so maybe we should talk a little bit because there's a weird pause. Or maybe we should give time for the pause. Here's the pause. Okay, I don't know if we did it. That's for Bob. Sorry. Now he's going to be like, it doesn't match up.
This video was 21 seconds. That was 2 seconds. Just freeze frame my face.
It's stretch.
There it is.
But no.
The list, I mean, come on.
I mean, I was riffing.
You were, man.
Over.
Hashtag strangers in the night. Over.
Hashtag strangers in the night. Hashtag over. Nah, it's probably not going to take off, but
it's going to be hard to spell.
Yeah. We can just go with over.
So, I'm thinking like Kirk. See, K-I-R-K-S-H. Kirk.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, but we just got to, you might have to explain. I've started a new hashtag. Hashtag.
That's all that.
Yeah, that's my new one.
Did you do that at the very beginning of these podcasts?
Probably. I just forget.
Maybe it was hashtag hash brown.
Yeah, hash brown. My thing is like I see all these people post like 400 hashtags, mm-hmm. and at first you're like, okay, that makes sense, so it's searchable. But then I don't read what they say about their post.
Right.
And then it seems so. Is this word disingenuine?
Sure, that's a word.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Yeah, to the post, because it's like, okay, literally all I did was take a picture and copy and paste something for my notes. To where it's like, now I'm just going to put something that relates to the photo, you know, because what's the, you know, not everything has to say clean tone, you know what I mean? And I'm sure, I don't know, maybe I just don't understand the marketing aspect, which is probably pretty true. But so what do you think about the pedal in the bag thing? No, not doing it? Okay. Let's do, all right, I'll answer that one for you so you don't have to be the bad guy. This one is actually
pretty
good. This is from Eric Sims.
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally
okay.
He's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is a completely different person than Roy Westerhouse.
It has nothing to do with Roy Westerhouse.
No. It says, "Hello, gang. I'm an eternal newbie to the electrification of guitars. Although, did you know Muddy Waters invented electricity? I did not know that." It's not true. As Benjamin Franklin. How can you say that a dude invents electricity just because he got electrocuted?
I thought it was God.
You know what I mean? Wrong podcast, bro.
That's just lightning.
Yeah, I know.
Or cloud. Or scientists.
Right. You know? It's like, if I got mauled by a bear, did I invent bears? Who invented sheepdogs?
Jesus. All right.
So anyway, he says,
Jesus.
Yeah. I did not know that. Okay, about the... Anywho, let's say you have... This is where the question starts. And this is really good, man. It really is. I say that as if it's a surprise. Sorry, dude. I didn't mean it that way, but... But let's say you have a decent guitar. Squire Proton, which are great guitars. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on a Squire Proton. If you find one, buy that thing, man. It's great. Mm-hmm. Except for the necks are real skinny. Mm-hmm. And you want to upgrade the electronics besides the pickups, Grosch 60s Fats. Great pickups. What all can be done to upgrade? I've heard the term orange capacitor, pots, five-way switch, etc. Is this worth it, or just use the money on another pedal? Yes, a one-floor pedal.
Ding.
Ding. Yeah. You got to do the smile with the ding. Okay. He's like, will the guy in the back row stand up or scream, he's got cheap pots in that thing? Well, I or
imagine
the audience.
If you're at a concert and someone said he has cheap pot, everybody'd be hitting you up after the gig.
Yeah.
Let's
I would
be
think
honest.
So.
Nobody likes cheap pot.
Depends. But depends on your tolerance, bro. But will I or the audience notice a big difference? I'm talking about the tolerance of the pot.
Electricity.
Plus 20 minus 20%.
Yeah, but I think pots. And the electronics make a difference.
Yeah, I noticed it. One thing I ought to do is I ought to change out the pots and a cheaper guitar that I have that has, and I'm not saying everything from China's cheap. You know, I'm not. But this happens to have cheap Chinese electronics. I should maybe swap those out and see what kind of difference it makes. Who knows? But
well, I mean, the truth is, if we're being honest, basically all of those components are Max Yon Cam.
Yon Cam. Does Max work nights?
Anyways, almost all components are made from China anyway, so you're not going to buy capacitors and resistors and stuff like that from America.
Right.
There's no companies that do it.
Right. You know, there's ones that sell it.
Yeah, there's distributors.
Yeah.
They're made by companies in China. So.
Yeah.
So there's good potentiometers, there's bad potentiometers. It doesn't matter if it's American or Chinese.
Right.
They're from China anyways.
And orange caps or orange capacitors or just caps that most people... What's the... Two mos, is it 0.047 and 0.22?
047 and...
Yeah. 0.022.
Is it 022?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
But anyway...
I like a little lighter cap in mine. But,
yeah. Really? Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. I put a 0047 or something. Just to, you know, I don't even use my tone pot.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
The big thing is, I think I did a video, I don't know if it's out yet or not, but it's where... Putting, it's like a brightness cap. So you roll your volume down, and the tone gets a little more bright.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I like that. Some people don't like that.
Okay. What, but if anything, it's cool to be. Because here's the thing with a guy like you and me who don't use a tone pot often, it's nice to give it like an extra trick, you know, to kind of like say, hey, maybe now I use this. Mm-hmm. So, because I've seen guitars with buttons and switches and, you know.
I saw it today on Facebook. Guy who had a Sovereign pedal attached.
I saw that. I saw that. You know, maybe he wanted to do like the Matt Bellamy thing.
Could be.
Do you know what I mean by that?
And to make it hard to step on. But.
Yeah. I don't know. You never know where his feet are.
That's true. Might be handy though to just be like, need some more gain.
Yeah. You know what happens when you assume?
What?
Google it, monkey. Right? Is that what you say? No, see, I said that derogatory. I can't say that derogatory. Look, he's good. You really don't know?
I don't know.
Whatever. But, no, that's great. Yeah, we'll put that in text on the bottom. I like how I say we, and Bob's back here listening, like, we, you, and you don't do anything. Me and Nevin.
You guys talk. Yeah. I do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Him and Nevin.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was one on here that I really liked. I can't find it. It was the one.
Uh-oh.
If you could step into the rig of any player alive today and wail in front of 20,000 people, who would it be and why?
Eddie Van Halen.
Really?
Brad Paisley. George Lynch on the second Lynch Mob album.
yeah. We definitely like the rockin' and the rolling.
The rocking.
Wow, the rocking and
guys.
The rolling. You are the crazy guys rocking the rocking and rolling. It's a good.
It's a good.
It's a good.
Very dangerous.
The women. How much for the women? So that's Blues Brothers, right? Isn't that Blues Brothers? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to think that, hey, you know.
You're not into...
Yeah, okay. But, okay. So that's three real good.
Off the top of my head, that's what I'd say.
Yeah. Max?
Oh, man. Probably John Mayer for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Or, we were talking earlier, probably Bonamassa.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to go with Bonamassa. Well, here's the thing. You've got to be a fan of the tones he could achieve with that rig.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not saying grab his tone. I'm talking about his gear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. He's got so much available, so you've got to go there.
Billy Gibbons might be kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. So mine would obviously be Eric Johnson. How could you not be like, I just want to hit one note and bend. Like, just bend a D up to an E.
Yeah.
And then just get that
definitely,
one sound.
Definitely Eric Johnson. Steve Vai, Passion of Warfare album.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite tones. Some of my favorite tones. Is
he still alive?
Steve Vai!
I'm joking. We just saw him.
Yeah.
Funny.
He's killing it.
Yeah. But no.
Teaching some
in fact, we were on his DVD.
On the were we really?
It was whenever we were talking to Dave, the guitar player.
Yeah.
I guess it was on part of his DVD.
Nice. Yeah, Jason posted a picture because he said Max is in it. Max is like, I didn't work here then.
Yeah.
I did work there.
Oh, did you?
They were,
you just didn't get invited?
I got invited.
Gotcha. But I said, gotcha. But, no, that's awesome. Yeah, to me, Eric Johnson, number one. And then another one I would like to try, but I know if I played this rig, I would sound terrible. Derek Trucks.
Yeah.
I guarantee it, I would sound, because I put my right hand is so far removed from what he does with his.
Right.
That I bet you I would just sound bassy and woofy and muddy. But you listen to Derek Trucks play, man.
SD right into Super.
Yeah. Well, he used to use a Plush. What was their kind of big overdrive?
Stone Temple Pilots.
No, no, I'm talking about it's Andy Fuchs's pedal.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Isn't that Andy Fuchs? It's Fuchs,
I think,
right?
So.
Yeah, he bought the name Plush because Plush used the old pedals. Is that right? Is that how it works?
I think so. But it's your Plush, I think it's Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Pile driver speakers, too.
Now, that guy just died. The guitar player for Scott Weiland.
The guitar player died?
Yeah, for his, something about Scott Weiland and the such and such or whatever.
Look at Scott Weiland, I'm like, he's going to be like Keith Richards. You can't write that guy down.
Yeah, Keith Richards has been dead for 15 years and no one's bothered to tell him. Look at him, no? Nothing?
That guy is a survivor, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, I wonder if, like, whenever he dies, we're going to have to cut him in half and count the rings to see how old he was. Like Dick Clark. They did that.
Walt Disney's head.
Yeah, Walt Disney's head. Did you see that on the podcast? And that was it, Nevin or Bob? Somebody was like, nope. But, yeah, I'd have to. Derek Trucks, but definitely Eric Johnson. I would love to try that. I mean, you could take his clean tone and trash it because he's got the worst effect on it of all time. Speaking of which, is like, we'll jump right to it. It said, also name an effect you will never buy.
No, we already talked about that.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you?
Yeah, John Mayer.
What about Warren Haynes?
Oh, that's
Haynes?
Right. Oh,
yeah, Warren would be tough. Man.
Warren Haynes?
Yeah, that'd be a fun town.
I've seen his rig like, up close and personal. I just couldn't play it. That'd be really fun. Yeah, Warren for sure.
And, of course, Brad Paisley because he's gone Plexi.
Actually, he's been using the Plexi. And he was using the JCM45 or a Bluesbreaker 1, I forget.
He was using
a
JMP. It was a mid-70s JMP50 combo.
That's when I last saw him, that was one of his main tones, was running through that amp.
Yeah, and it was a 4-input, so it's basically like that Plexi circuit.
Right.
But,
he sounded great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he still sounds like him. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So,
but now it looks cooler, and he has more street cred with me. And one of them's a Germino. Phil Traina was telling me that. One of them's a Germino.
Those are cool amps.
That's another one. Charlie Starr, I'd like to play his rig, which is a JCM-800 and a Germino. That'd be fun. There's a lot of guys out there, but for me, the number one would be Eric Johnson. And, of course, I mean, Joe Bonamassa, just because I've talked about this before, but, you know, my bandmate Doug went on tour with Joe, sang with him, and he says just the loudest tone. Like, you know, and I figured out the other day my idea of heaven is I'm with every guitar player that I've ever loved that's passed on, right? And then we have a jam session, and God looks at me and goes, Travis, turn down. So, like, just for sheer volume, I'd have to try Bonamassa's rig, you know? But that's a good one. So now let's go to an effect you will never buy. And I'll just start that.
I never buy?
You would never buy. Consider,
as a player.
Yeah, pretending you don't build pedals.
As a player.
You know, mine would be fill in the blank chorus. Anything. Name a chorus pedal. I will never buy it.
See, I can see a few isolated uses for that.
Oh, not me.
Man, like, I don't know, flange. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, flange.
I was gonna say flanger. Like, I'm not a big phaser guy. I play needs one.
So. Yeah,
you play phaser all the time.
Well, the vibe's a little different.
If you're doing Wayland,
really close.
You need some phase. If you're doing Van Halen, you need some phase.
But flange, no one ever needs flange.
Unless you're doing Steely Dan or Stevie Nicks or somebody, I forget.
Or Talkbox.
It's the same person. Same. I'd play a talk box.
I would play a talk box.
Talk box is a good foot.
I don't know if I'd ever do it in public, but I would.
I built one when I was a kid.
It's like a motor scooter, you know? Fun to play till your friends find out, but whatever.
Sure.
I'll go there,
joke
right?
Goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how that joke goes.
If you're commenting, don't finish the rest of that joke on the comment section, please. Thank you.
Oh, commenting. I thought you said comedy. I was like,
comments. Please don't comment on that joke.
I got it. So flange, and you said phase and chorus. I could see that. I mean,
just for me personally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would you ever use that pedal? You know,
well, not if I was going to do a lot of bluesy stuff, I could see it.
But. You don't even really need it for blues, you know? It's more like psychedelia. And
yeah, I mean, I guess it's what you're into.
I also really like that Robert Trower guy. He's like him and Daryl Trucks.
Hear it and I appreciate it, what guys do with it. But right. Like for me personally, like if I wasn't going to build anything, I'm just like, I'm just going to play what I want to play.
Right.
I'm probably not going to eat it.
Right, and that's how I am with chorus. Well, not really, because I can't think of a time where I was like, oh man, what this song needs is chorus. You know what I mean?
Well, playing this Alice in Chains tribute band.
If you're playing some Dokken, you know, say you're in a Dokken cover band.
Right, but imagine how good it would sound without the chorus. See what I'm saying?
But you would ruin 80s music if you didn't cheese it up.
Or if you played different music other than Dokken.
Now, is Dokken, is he still alive?
I don't know. Don Dokken. Mr. Dokken.
It was a guy named Dokken.
Don Dokken.
Yeah, Don Dokken. Yeah. No, I was just being funny, but I missed.
Because, try harder.
I know. But no, if you try, that's when it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
That's my problem.
See? It'll catch on. I got to get a 13-year-old kid saying it. It'll catch on.
I see what you mean.
Over.
And I know two 13-year-old kids, so I'm sorry one of them's your son.
Yeah, that was fun listening to him say, come on.
Come on. For a week. But this next one... I got time. It will make time. But this next one, I'm going to set you up, Brian, and whether you choose to take it, then that's fine. If not, well, where the heck is it?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the answer.
Page 4, subsection 3, paragraph A.
You sound like Steve Zahn.
Well, I'm not here with these fellas. I got a pig in the livestock pavilion. I'm going to win that blue ribbon.
I knew it. That's like, that might as well have been a button that you push that something comes on, because I knew I'd push that button and Max would just finish it up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So
let me answer.
This is definitely not for Max or I. It said, I was wondering what sort of test equipment do you need to build pedals? Multimeter, oscilloscope, signal generator, etc. You definitely need an etc. I know that just thrown out. And which piece of test equipment is the most indispensable? Thanks, Lee in Tennessee.
You need a guy who built it for you.
The equipment that you need to build pedals is definitely a soldering iron.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of tool to desolder things after you mess up. So desoldering braid.
Yeah.
Or
solder sucker.
Soldering, yes. A solder sucker is what we like to call it.
White bread.
Solder.
Did you say white bread?
Yeah, for breadboarding.
Oh no!
that's not building. That's designing. So if we're building pedals, gotta have that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you might.
I can see where a multimeter would come in if you're having problems with the circuit.
You're probably gonna need a multimeter, depending if you're. Yes, multimeter. You know, yes.
Where's beer coming in?
Beer.
He's getting there.
Yeah, this is just what you gather up before you go get the beer.
Oh, gotcha.
So you got to get all this stuff. You probably need some resistors, capacitors.
Well, I think he means equipment.
BJTs, JFETs,
BLTs,
MOSFETs.
That's where the bread comes
ICM.
From.
That's where the bread gets. Yeah.
Hashtag over.
But I think he means like equipment. You know,
test equipment. There's people that have tons and tons of equipment, software to check it. And there's people who plug the pedal in and play it, and like, it's
good.
And
there's people who have a Travis and Max, and that's test equipment. You know what I mean? It's like,
it depends on how much you want to spend, and how much you want to go through.
Read that top text for my wife. Come on.
Your pedal came today. That's good.
NPD, come on. New pedal day.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep.
Josh from JHS sent me a mini fuzz foot.
Cool. I'm going
to try that out. Yeah, because...
Is that the tone bender? You said right. Is that tone bender?
No. The one that was tone bender-ish was the Firefly.
Okay.
So I think it's fuzz face-ish.
Is it fish?
No, it's silicone.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have any silicone fuzzes. I have germanium and then obviously the velvet fuzz. That's
right.
The staple. Except for when I'm doing a country session, probably not going to need the velvet fuzz.
But, so to quickly answer that last question. If you're just building in your garage, then you could probably download some oscilloscope software on your computer. That's a quick way to do
it. You can have iPads now.
or iPads or iPhone. I mean, there's you can find some apps that do stuff like that. Sweep dinner, what am I trying to say? A frequency analyzer.
Or signal generator, something.
Signal generator, that's the word I was looking for, signal. I started to say sweeping generator, but that's
totally... Dude, patent pending.
And then, I got to turn my mic's sleeping.
Yeah, so, don't wake Max up. Don't wake him up.
Yeah, okay.
wake up.
So, and then the guitar and the guitar.
I will say one thing. I don't know. And correct me if I'm wrong. Because that whole first room in your barn, I don't even look at.
Right.
You know, there's nothing there that involves my job.
Right.
So I don't even think there's...
parts of breadboards and scattered, broken, like circuit boards that have been torn apart.
Out of pedals.
Pieces wired and wires everywhere.
It's like a graveyard for pedals.
It's like a graveyard for pedals.
But is there even an oscilloscope in there? I don't think so, is there?
Not in that one, huh?
Yeah.
I have it on my Mac, but...
Yeah, okay. All right, so you use one.
But I don't have, like, the old-school hardware version, which would be cool. Well, I don't there. We do in other places, but...
Right. Yeah.
When I'm breadboarding something, like the oscilloscope, I'm not like the... Contrary to what most people believe, I'm not like the guy that wants to run the numbers all the time.
No.
I'm the guy
that's why they have data sheets.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they make engineers.
Right.
I'm just the guy that, like...
Who invented engineers?
Stuff.
But...
God, probably.
Yeah, damn it.
I think it was in the New Testament somewhere.
Yeah, and thou shalt be engineers.
Right.
Come on, over.
Right. Guitar tone is necessary for for a happy life.
But, man, we actually stayed on topic. We got a lot of stuff done. I still don't know what to do with my hands.
It's still...
Yeah.
I'm in the 80s picture pose.
Need to superimpose the profile behind
it. Cat in the background, or the star frame thing.
Perfect. He said perfect.
I'm posting for pictures that aren't being taken in.
Hashtag nailed it. That should be the new one. But
nailed it.
So if you guys...
nailed it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it again because I'm sure it's embarrassing and I'm sure it'll wind up on this podcast. But
it's an awesome video.
So if you guys have any questions or comments or suggestions or general ramblings, leave them in the comment section below. Email us at podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Check out the Facebook. What did you say?
Chasing Tone on Facebook?
Yeah, Chasing Tone. Thank you. Chasing Tone on Facebook and Insta pages. Just Chasing
Tone.
Check
out Mox's. Mox's Blag.
Yeah.
Mox's Blag.
Max's blog is...
Yeah. Been some cool articles on there recently.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's like, good stuff. I know, I wrote it. No,
sure.
I wrote it.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, no, it's great, man. It is. I read it. I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah, I'm one of your hits. No. But, no, you were telling me some stats on that once.
Yeah, it's actually gotten pretty big.
Yep.
Cool.
People are digging it.
Yeah, awesome. And Wampler Pedals Tone Group.
Yeah, on Facebook. Yep.
Yeah, man, we just keep adding to, like, I'm going to have to just, like, keep remembering. Like, keep a running total of all the stuff, our outlets. You can reach us, and if you want to get a hold of us and you can't, it's not our fault.
It's your fault.
Right. Yeah, we need to screenshot that face. But, okay, for Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thanks so much for watching and listening.
Score.